producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
As the nights get darker in the Northern Hemisphere earlier, the light shines brighter here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with my good friend, FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Moore. Jonathan, my man, not in traffic. You are here with us.
I'm here in the flesh, and I'm glad to be here.
I can't tell you how excited it is. You know, it's like I have enough stress in my life to concern myself. Is Jonathan going to make it in time for the show? But it's worth it. It's worth every minute when we get together. There's so much going on planet Earth. One of the topics I'm going to just say we need to talk about more off the air is the strategy to beat back the vaccine fascist in California and as it creeps along to the federal level. And strategically, I know you've got some ideas there. I want to get out to the folks that need to hear it. But for now, we got to bring up Cheryl Shumley, and she is with us as well doing the Sacred Fire. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Cheryl.
So, Jonathan, before we went to air, you dropped a bombshell on me. You said you don't think... I don't know what you... I'll just say it this way. You're really inclined to like Carly Fiorina the more you look at her. And I'm still concerned about her constitutional, let's say, knowledge, you know, the limited nature of government. I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked into her that much. But what are you seeing that you're liking so much?
Well, she, I think, is very intelligent. I think she has quite an education in law and in politics. I think she has she's well grounded in Republican theory. And the reason why I say that is, although it's hard for most people to get the information, in her public addresses, among those things that she has called for is a substantial downsizing in the federal bureaucracy. She understands keenly the separation of powers, appreciates that Obama has exceeded his role as an executive by presuming to legislate. And so I think she is really receptive and intelligent in the area of constitutional limitations on government power and appreciates that the government has become too large, too bloated. So anyhow, it looks as though it's going to be a government outsider who's going to appeal to the Republicans. Now we've seen several months go by in which the same characteristic is appreciated by the public, and that is that the person needs to be somebody from outside of Washington. And that's obviously why we're getting Trump, Carson, and Fiorina among the top contenders. There is Fiorina has the same percentage now as Rubio and Cruz in most polls, but still she is the one who is the standout and certainly is the one that is causing the greatest concern among the two top runners, not so much Carson as it is clearly Trump's concern.
Sure. Well, I know we're dealing with a marathon. It's not a sprint, although we're seeing some drop out for lack of funds. And, you know, it's interesting, as Rand Paul, we know from his family lineage, he is very sound constitutionally speaking. I sense a tiring of wanting to play politics, because he's just, you know, the last debate, he basically said, you guys want more war and more interventionism, there they are. I'm over here if you're ready to kind of, you know, be a little bit more thoughtful about the way we engage around the world. Cheryl, what's your perspective on the dwindling? I should say there's like two that dropped out. But anyway, it's starting to narrow a bit.
Yeah, Rand Paul used to be one of the candidates that excited the conservative base, the libertarian elements, and even some on the left because of his, government surveillance, opposition, privacy concerns, and so forth. But he really hasn't gained steam. And the last couple times I've seen him, he almost seems angry.
Mm-hmm.
His media presence is not calm, cool, collected. It's not really coming across as presidential. He seems more intent on expressing his frustration with Trump, which I don't think is the smartest strategy, because Trump is leading in the polls right now, like it or not, and he does have the pulse on the American conservative public right now. So I think if Paul had focused more on his platforms, how he differs from the other candidates, mm-hmm. specifically his love for the Constitution, his knowledge of the Constitution, he may have stood out more. But now I don't think he's getting the steam that he should have.
Jonathan, Rand Paul I almost see him saying, I can't believe you people are falling for this Donald Trump stuff. He is frustrated, I think, and it's showing.
Well, I think that's right. But I think also, you know, Rand Paul is a person who is deeply cognizant of the Constitution and of the need to restore the Republic and to live within the boundaries of the Constitution. But I wonder whether or not his whole heart and soul is in this race. This is a rough and tumble.
Yes.
And I think that Cheryl's put her finger on something here. I think he's tired of the nonsense. And I don't know whether or not he really wants to fight through to the end in this thing. A number of reasons. One is that, as I pointed out, the public really does seem committed to a Washington outsider. And while Rand Paul is certainly not a Washington insider by his politics, I mean, he's not there to please anybody. He's there to do what he thinks is right constitutionally, and I think that he's been courageous in doing that. But there's a disconnect here between what the public apparently wants and the parties that are able to succeed. And, you know, you've got Ted Cruz, who is also another one who's really a tough fighter against the establishment, and yet he's not gaining that much traction. I mean, he's also in that situation where he's not really breaking through yet.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's early, I mean, we haven't even had the first primary yet, we do see these consistent characteristics of the populace that is going to vote, which is they're disgusted with all things Washington. They don't like slick politicians. They don't want a sales job. They want sincerity so badly that they're willing to accept all of the bravado and personal assaults and other nasty characteristics of Trump, because he's telling it like it is, rather than couching it in politically correct language.
Sure. Well, let's take a look at the foreign policy issue. And I know, Cheryl, you had some perspectives, and I know, Jonathan, we've talked about this too, the Iran deal. Further demands from Iran, what's going on that? What do you see? What are you writing about?
Right. Now Ayatollah's chief aide has come out and said that Iran actually wants further concessions before the deal can be completely finalized. Most notably, they want the sanctions, which are right now suspended status. They want them to be completely put aside. They want sanctions done away with completely. The Ayatollah mentioned that a month ago, so this isn't a huge surprise. But the fact that this late in the game, we're still having a wheel and deal with Iran's government and its leaders on issues that this administration was warned about. You know, it's no surprise that Iran just keeps pushing for more, because this is what analysts warn about and they told the White House to be on the alert for. This is what Israel does not like about dealing with Iran. So here we are, wheeling and dealing over getting rid of sanctions entirely. And I predict, because Kerry has gone over there, Secretary of State John Kerry has just met with his counterpart in Iran, that the Obama administration is actually going to try and engage in rhetoric with Iran on this point.
Yeah, I hear you, Jonathan. I hear you.
Look, these people are our enemies. They're dedicated enemies of the United States and of Israel, and they are committed to funding terrorism. Their principal general there of the Quds Force, who met with Putin, actually is responsible for at least 500 American deaths in Iran, assisted Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists, trained them and directed them to kidnap Americans and then kill them. These people want us eliminated, and they want to do whatever they can to bring about a world in which those who are Christian are persecuted and eliminated. They have no tolerance. These are completely theocratic, dictatorial people who want to expand their control and jurisdiction over the world, which means enslavement. So if you love liberty, you really have to look at these people as enemies of the United States. And we have to take them out. I think that the solution to this problem is to unleash Israel and get rid of their nuclear potential. I see no hope for this administration. I do see some hope for people like Carly Fiorina, who clearly in the last debate, I think, scored big when you had Trump saying, "Well, I'd meet with Putin,"
right.
And she was saying, "Look, basically, these people are our enemies, and I am not going to socialize, fraternize, or negotiate with them. I'm going to lay down the law."
Well, to your point, Jonathan, about unleashing Israel, that was Ron Paul's point years ago. It's like, why are we dictating to them what they can do to defend themselves? And that seemingly hasn't been really understood yet. And then we have other aspects of what they call enemy combatants, another story here that Cheryl's been covering, and the release of Osama bin Laden's bodyguard from Gitmo. Now, obviously, it concerns me when an executive branch can declare Americans enemy combatants without trial or any kind of due process. But let's that aside for a second. When we come back, I want to talk about what's going on with a descendant or something related to Osama bin Laden in this case. If we have time, we'll talk about the Planned Parenthood scandal and the funding and China's move perhaps to close the sea lanes in the South China Sea. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Each and every week, we open up the show with Jonathan Ebord here, and often we get Cheryl Chumley, and she writes for WorldNet Daily now as well, WND.com. And then we'll have Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Next hour, Cyber Party presidential candidate John McAfee.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always more subjects I want to talk to you folks about out there as well as right here with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Cheryl Chumley. Brilliant as she is in writing about so many things over at WND. And I guess the question of what's going on in Gitmo, the release of Osama bin Laden's bodyguard, Cheryl, you've been looking into that too?
A little bit. Abdul Shalabi, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He was actually trained to become the 20th hijacker in September 11th attacks. And he was, in 2009, labeled too dangerous for release. Well, now he's been transferred to Saudi Arabia. Saudi's government promises to watch him, monitor him, and put him through their rehab program for, I guess, supposedly reformed terrorists. But this is yet another part and parcel of Obama's entire plan to close Guantanamo Bay. He only has a little time left to do it, but he still hopes to close Gitmo before he leaves the White House. Under his administration so far, 123 detainees have been released. Just to put that in context, I guess there have been 779 detainees held there since 2002, and 655 have been released. But so far, there's 114 left. About half of those have been identified for possible transfer. So I would suspect that Shalabi is just the first of 52 more to come.
Wow.
Well, do you think that the assessment at this point, whether you like what's going on in Gitmo or not, if you're going to release them, have some sort of trial or overview, Jonathan, to assess the danger if you're really going to pull them out and let them roam free?
This really is an outrage. These people were captured and placed in Guantanamo on the allegation, at least, that they were enemy combatants. This person who they're releasing now is a person who was trained in terrorist training camps and who is an active enemy combatant in Bora Bora. And as Cheryl pointed out, he was planning on being one of the 9/11 terrorists. So this is an outrage, and all of these people should be tried. If they're innocent, they can prove their innocence.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have a full trial on the merits of all the evidence that the government has, and it should be a trial in a Article III court, not before a military tribunal. Let's have an Article III court trial for each one of these people and determine whether or not they are guilty of terrorism and acts of war against the United States. And if so, let's incarcerate them for life and throw the key away. Obama's whole international strategy is one of constant appeasement to the Iranian enemies of the United States to allow them to obtain the nuclear weapon, appeasement to Russia by refusing to, drawing a line in the sand in Syria and then doing absolutely nothing to back up your words, watching as now Russia expands its connections, forming alliances with Iran, and also forming alliances with the Syrian government, putting Russian troops in Syria, and Obama does absolutely nothing. He does nothing at all to protect our interests around the world. And so he is crumbling the American empire. The American empire of interests around the world have to be defended.
Sure. But Jonathan, if I may interrupt real quickly, because the China is moving to close South China Sea lanes, and I'm thinking, we're not in the greatest position, even though we have this strong military. If they hold a trillion and a half of our debt, I mean, we're not in that strong position being a debtor nation. And, of course, going back to Ron Paul saying, you can't, operate from weakness in these areas. It's not enough to have firepower if you don't have the money to keep it going.
Well, there are many things that we could do in our relationship to China that would send clear signals to them that we're not willing to do this, not least of which is to put our financial house in order and diminish our reliance upon their finances, which would require, of course, a restoration of a Republican form of government here.
Exactly.
But in the case of Obama, he's doing everything he possibly can to expand the national debt, to expand the amount of government regulation, and diminish the effectiveness and survivability of the marketplace. And that's just ruinous. His whole strategy is to bring this nation down. He can't unconsciously be doing it. He's consciously bringing us down.
At a certain point, you have to say he meant to do it. Now, Cheryl, we're almost out of time. What are you working on over at WND? What do we look forward to from you?
Well, tomorrow, we're heading into tomorrow, look for the latest Trump fight with Fox News. I'm sure that's going to be something leading the news. And just following how the Republican primary is going. As Jonathan mentioned, it's all outsiders at this point.
Yeah, fascinating as it uncovers and unravels or ravels, depending on how you're looking at it. Cheryl Chumley, always appreciate you being on board for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Emord, hang in with us because we got to talk to Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Auditing the Fed, will Mitch follow through in the Senate? And there's a lot more to go. Stick with us, robertscottbell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, the molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Taking on
bureaucrats, and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the links are up. Thanks to Millennial Op-Ed, my assistant producer over at robertscottbell.com. You just click on Jonathan's name. It'll take you right to Jonathan Emord's website, emord.com. Norm Singleton over there at the Campaign for Liberty, and he's joining us now. Norm, how are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing?
Oh, we're just partying like it's 1999 here, 8 years since the Fed intervened in the crash that happened. Isn't that right? 8 years?
Yep. 8 years this month. 8 years since the housing bubble burst. This, was it Lehman Brothers collapsed and there was a widespread panic, and the result was the corporate bailouts, the final collapse of John McCain's campaign, 8 years of Obama, unprecedented quantitative easing, stimulus spending, and we still have 94 million people permanently unemployed.
Yeah, and now a significant percentage of the American people actively considering, if you will, voting for a socialist for president.
Yep, an admitted socialist as opposed to the phony ones who've been running.
Pretend, right, exactly.
You have that. Yep. Then you have in the latest, and still in the most Republican polls, a guy who has no government experience except for buying and has self-admitted buying and selling politicians, and every so often something new comes out about his past as a crony capitalist. But
you're talking about Trump?
People, yep.
Maybe he could set up a new office for buying and selling politicians, an executive-level, cabinet-level office, Jonathan. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I really don't understand the fundamental source of attraction for him, except that he is a Washington outsider, people believe, and he is somebody who is speaking directly, loudly, and apparently from his gut. And people like that because, I'm with them on this, I don't like heavily massaged, polished politicians inside Washington people, the establishment that keeps growing government, and I'm all with them on that. But what I don't understand is why someone who is essentially a novice when it comes to comprehension of the big picture constitutional issues has very little depth of understanding of American history and the ideological origins of the Constitution and so on, is a person who nonetheless is at the top of the heap. And I think that the answer to that is that he is speaking directly and harshly against those who the public will ascribe as part and parcel of the Washington establishment. And although he's doing it from a sort of an odd way, and he's focusing his attention on persons rather than issues, it still is appealing because people are fed up. The good news is this bodes well for the Republicans. This bodes well for Washington outsiders. This bodes well for those who want to see that tipping point, like me, that I wrote about in Restore the Republic.
Yes.
That tipping point had to be reached when the public reached a point of essentially no faith, no confidence in government's ability to solve problems, which is the first thing they have to do before they turn back to understand that it is the engine of capitalism that lifts us and enables us to have a higher standard of living. So I think that that's the good news out of all this. We're reaching the tipping point.
But the question is, can our disgust lead to rationality, or will it just be disgust leading to emotionality where we respond to someone like Trump who may not be grounded in the Constitution, Norm?
That's what one of the things I thought about when I was listening to the Pope today is a lot of what he said about an economic system that guarantees that cares for the poor, that doesn't leave the poor behind, that promotes equitable development. If he would read not just the Austrian school or Milton Friedman, but go back to the Spanish scholastics, I think they're called, that libertarian scholars Murray Rothbard and Leonard Liggio did a lot of work, and others diving into their thought. Interestingly, these Catholic priests were sort of proto Mises, and they developed that it within the framework of Catholic teaching, support for the marketplace. I think that there's a lot of confusion, and it started in 08 between capitalism and corporatism, and a lot of it was that is Republicans and conservatives, and because we were in a hot election year at the time, didn't want to admit that that the Bush administration was a heavy regulator, didn't want to admit that they weren't free marketplaces, and as happened after the crash of 29, the left therefore seized the narrative and successfully painted this as a failure of capitalism, when it was a failure of fiat money, a failure of overregulation, and a failure of cronyism, not capitalism. And that's why we, 8 years later, we see this, or 7 years later, we still see the economy stuck in the doldrums, and we see income inequality getting worse because, as Donald Trump said, quantitative easing is a great deal for people like me. It seems like the only answer from the political and economic class is more of the same.
Okay, well, listen, we're talking common sense here, economics. The Fed, of course, audit the Fed. Campaign for Liberty has been promoting this more than any other organization out there. Will Mitch McConnell follow through on this audit that could reveal a lot of the things that happened 8 years ago under the panic of what was collapsing, where the people were sold out even more, if that were possible, into crony capitalism, if you will, not the real stuff, not the free markets that we like here?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting word from, haven't watched this, but they said Janet Yellen was on, TV, and it looked like she lost blood flow to her brain. I don't know what's going on there, if it was just an abject lunacy coming out of the head of the Fed at this point, but I wouldn't be surprised by that. We'll check on that in the break. I want to ask you, Norm, because Jonathan E. Ward and I and Cheryl were talking about Rand Paul last segment, and concerned that he might just not be in it for the long haul. He's just kind of disgusted and frustrated with the populace and the population of the Republican Party and not paying attention to these principles and real limited government as such. And you may have an inside track to understand. Is he in it for the long haul? Do you see him also tiring of this political game?
That's Rand?
Yes.
I think he's in it for the long haul. I think that he'll stay in it through Iowa and New Hampshire. And I think the good news is that he will be an effective voice and spokesperson for liberty, even if he doesn't get the nomination, because he's going to be able to run and I think keep his, from what I understand, his Senate seat. And if he's not in the Oval Office, we need him in the Senate.
I agree. We certainly do need him in the Senate, and I think, though, this has been a frustrating situation, and I don't know how long this situation can go on without something breaking, but how long it'll go, how much money it'll take to stay in this thing and be effective and have your voice elevated against someone like Trump is a real question, because as long as he has the support of some 25-26% of the Republicans, and as long as the field is occupied by a dozen or so other candidates splitting up the remaining vote, it becomes a very hard thing for other candidates than Trump to get the resources necessary to keep it going. That's the real problem with this field of so many. And I think that it must be incredibly frustrating for Rand Paul, because here he is at the start of this, before Trump came to the forefront, his message was resonating. He was getting more press. He was getting more attention. He was really getting the message out well. And then all of a sudden, Trump came into the picture and really sucked the air right out of the room, so that all of a sudden, the attention is more on what media farce is on today with Trump, who is he lampooning, and so on, so that, oddly enough, he's been able to capture and hold media attention, good or bad, with the other candidates not being able to get a foothold, when all he's doing is not engaging in any sophisticated discussion of foreign policy or domestic policy. He's instead lampooning other people, castigating them personally, and then there's, you know, the media looks at that. It's kind of simplistic, and then they run over and interview the candidate who's been attacked, and then they go back to Trump. I mean, so it's kind of, he's been able to dominate the television just by virtue of the fact that, you know, he uses this tactic.
You saw Rand frustrated in the last debate when he said, this is like, you know, didn't we stop this in junior high, right? And then he came back with another junior high comment, Trump did, so it continues on. And if you're very serious about it and you take this as seriously as he does, at a certain point you think, I'm up here with a number of buffoons that are not serious about this, even though they're speaking and blustering about things that maybe we can get fired up about. But let's talk about these real principles.
Go ahead, Norm.
I agree with everything Jonathan said. I think that the really sad part about it is that it's squeezing out discussions of serious ideas at a time when that's what we should be talking about.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about it some more after this break. We got a few more minutes to wrap up with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up, of course, in the notes, and Norm Singleton is here from Campaign for Liberty. We are here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, at least I am, and I enjoy spending some time with these folks, and we got more to do after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live on Genesis GCN, our syndicator, of course, National News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Of course, we have Epic Times with Jerry Doyle and over across the pond, UK Health Radio. Hello to all our British friends. Janet Yellen was at a speech today, giving a speech at University of Massachusetts Amherst, and it looked like she just blacked out. She remained standing. She just stopped speaking, and it was a very bizarre circumstance. I was just watching it over the break while we were chatting, guys, and if this is any indication of what's leading the Fed, I guess it's more par for the course. You don't need a living human. A robot will do just fine.
Well, that's incredible. Yeah. Perhaps she had a stroke.
I mean, it looked like that. People are speculating. They don't know what happened.
Well, we hope that obviously that she didn't, and we send her prayers to her and her family. If she is, God forbid, something serious, what could be very interesting to see is what happens to the markets tomorrow, because we saw last week the markets got nervous when the Fed didn't raise rates, even though people expect the markets to react negatively when the Fed does raise rates. And I saw one explanation of that was people in the markets were scared of wondering, why didn't they raise rates? What does the Fed know that we don't? Mm.
Yeah, well, the Austrians have been saying that they've shot all the bullets in their gun. I mean, they have no more ammo. They're down to 0% for how many years? What do they have left?
That's why it's very important to start changing this monetary system, which is why Campaign for Liberty is really gearing up to all-out push, because we've heard that this fall Mitch McConnell will finally live up to his promise to bring the audit the Fed bill to the floor for a vote. We have a matching grant challenge right now, campaignforliberty.com. We also ask people to sign a petition. Hopefully we'll get that we'll get that done if we have to do a little convincing of the Senate Republican leadership. I think it's a good thing for them to do, and especially with the shutdown situation going on, it'd be nice if they did something that showed they hadn't forgotten all of their free market principles, because it does look like they are going to give in on not just Planned Parenthood, but also on the so-called spending caps. And we're going to see another phony budget deal where they're going to increase spending this year, but they're going to say that in 2035, assuming there's still a country, we're going to start really getting serious about spending. And then they wonder
by 2035.
Why people don't want. Yeah.
You know, we were talking to Jonathan earlier this hour about, you know, the issue with China and, you know, wanting to defend our interests wherever they may be. And we can't do it from a state of bankruptcy. And we see the inevitability of the Fed's policies, debt, and more debt. It can't continue.
No, and you can't do that with.
Go ahead, John.
China is our banker, which kind of makes it.
Exactly. That was the point. If they want to shut down the China Sea, then they call in the debt. I mean, Jonathan, if we're going to be strong, we have to be strong economically.
No question about it. We've got to reduce substantially the size and scope of the government. We should end the administrative state and return our nation to its constitutional structure and liberate the market. I mean, if we liberated the market, created a flat tax that was at a low level like Rand has called for, we would very much see a economic boom in this country. And why we don't do that is baffling. But why this administration doesn't do anything that makes common sense is baffling. This president seems to be dedicated to the destruction of this nation. He
and
seems
the
to be more interested.
State, Jonathan, that was the wisest words of the day here. End the administrative state. You even talk about restoring liberty on all levels, economically especially, because that's the engine that makes it all go. And of course, I appreciate, Norm, what you're doing with the Campaign for Liberty on getting that audit vote, you know, up there with Mitch McConnell. So keep it up, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so very, very much. And if you missed anything, we covered a lot today. You can go back and listen to the archives. It'll be up pretty shortly after the show here at GCN. Links out to, of course, Jonathan Emord at emord.com and Campaign for Liberty, as well as Cheryl Chumley at WorldNet Daily. And next hour, we got the Cyber Party presidential candidate. That's going to be fun. McAfee, we've got some more GMO strategies, labeling or buying up the natural companies. We'll find out, but the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.